Barnard Star. A low mass, red dwarf star, 6 light years from Sol. Industrious, at home to over 10 million people, Barnard Station is the hub of all the interplanetary trade in the system. Traders are constantly exchanging imported goods for the robotics and computers that Barnard Star is famed for throughout the galaxy. All this activity has to be controlled. Cargo must be scanned, ships must be authorized, and fees and bounties must be paid. These are the duties of the Barnard Star Dockers. David is taking his early morning McStiffy in his office with Michelle. It has been several months since the documentary crew have visited Barnard Star, and there have been a few changes. David unfortunately got addicted to the psychotropic drug Onion Head, and after some intensive rehab and relaxation, he no longer claims the rights to bananas.
Ah, Michelle, I've missed this place. Still, all water under the bridge now, eh?
Yes, Your Majesty. It has not been the same since you left Earth.
Yeah, some nasty restrictions, but otherwise I think I'm over the worst of that whole Onion Head thing.
Well, it is probably for the best, your untouchableness.
For the best? I've got to move in with Mrs. Bruin. Do you realise what that means?
How could I forget? I am assured she will treat you with the love only a mother can.
You've met my mother, haven't you, Michelle?
I look forward to it again, your impeccableness.
Well, Michelle, your lying skills are improving.
Our story doesn't really start here, though. It starts 3 months ago, just after Commander Lovecox left for the nunnery.
Where is that stupid woman? Surely she's out of hospital by now. Ah, Michelle, just the person I was looking for. Well, there's no easy way to say this, so I'll come straight out with it. I need you to give me head.
Oh, well...
Don't give me all that. I know you love head as much as I do. I've not had any head in 2 days now, and I just miss the warm, fuzzy feeling that good head gives me. I find it hard to relax at the best of times, so the last few weeks I've been getting regular head, and it's helped no end.
Well, it is all so sudden, your gloriousness.
Oh, just meet me outside McThargoid's at lunch and you can give me head there. Here's 50 credits. Just keep it quiet for now.
Head of security, Hans Supp, and his squad are cracking down on the illicit drugs trade that has grown to an epidemic proportions on board the station. We join him now as he prepares to raid a property he's had a tip-off about.
Okay, everybody, quiet down. It is important that everybody knows what they are doing. Number two, you will ram the door down and I will burst in with the gun, and you will all follow me. You will then break off and search all the rooms. Are we clear?
Yes, Hans, sir!
Okay, this is the address. 611. On my mark, we go on the count of three. Eins, zwei, drei!
Move! 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 Everybody, move!
Oh my! Albert! Albert! Did you forget to pay the electric again?
No, dearest. You've been turning tricks down the docking bays. Or did you buy that dodgy wool from Bribing Woolens again?
No, I learnt my lesson after it self-knitted into a scarf and tried to strangle the karaoke guy in the Thargoid.
Enough with the chitter-chatter! Come out with your hands up!
Sir, Hans, I think there's been a mistake.
What now, number two? Can't you see we are in the middle of an important drugs raid?
Oh no. Drugs? Oh no, I swear I only use them to keep an active sex life. You can take them all.
Ha, I knew it! Right, you two, give me all the head you can give me right now.
Ooh, I'll just take my teeth out for this fine-looking gentleman.
I'll say, that's not the sort of thing you can demand from us.
My teeth are out.
Hans, This is the wrong house. We should be at number 119.
What? Let me see that paper. Oh, scheisse.
Does this mean you don't want head?
No. Well, yes. You two, get back inside with your hands down. You lot, get out of that woman's drawers and form up at 119. I'll be there after I take the statement from this woman.
My teeth come out too, you know.
After months of negotiation and assurances that any information will not be used against us, we have acquired access to the notorious black market on Barnard Station. Ivan Ichianis and Isla Pickett are responsible for nearly all the smuggled goods in and out of Barnard Station.
Yes, just stockpile that onion head with the slaves.
Yes, slaves and onion head are our two best sellers, but they are cracking down, especially with the slaves. The last few shipments have been stopped at customs. It seems the usual bribes are not working anymore, and we may have to take more drastic action.
Yes, master. I will get on it right away, master.
We also do protection here. We have wings of people who, for a small cargo drop, will perform miracles for your trade. We ask them for a song, and if they don't give us a song, we kill them. It is very simple, and also very profitable.
Yes, master. We like a good profit here.
In the customs area and unloading, there is a discussion going on between Jack Soffolot, Finn Gerin, and Doug Kitout.
Look at this memo, me lover. It says we're not being rigorous enough with the cargo.
Well, don't look at me. I only unload it. It's not my problem what's in it.
You are supposed to report suspicious cargo, though, Baba.
Ah, well, it's all bloody suspicious to me. Finn! Finn! Wake up!
Oh, sorry. Yes. Walk through here, please. Oh, it's you too.
What's wrong with you, my lover? Last few days, you've done nothing but sleep on the job.
Just a few late nights. I've not been sleeping well recently.
Well, I've got a date with you know who later. How are we going to keep both parties happy, is what I'm saying here.
You mean the Russian? I told you it would get us into trouble.
Don't be daft. As long as we stop some contraband, we've just got to stop him getting too greedy.
Well, we can let in all the onion head. For some reason, Dave doesn't seem that bothered about that.
I've been regulating the slaves and all the illegal pornography.
Well, I'll just tell our friend that we can't let much more through without folks noticing. And if we do, then we want a larger cut.
Oh, and don't forget that thing with Richard and May.
Oh, don't remind me. She's never going to forgive me for that underwear thing. It were a joke. May, I can handle. But Richard, though, well, that's something I'll deal with when I have to.
Oh, God. Finn! Finn! You're sleep masturbating again, me lover.
Meanwhile, in air traffic control, Sean is reminiscing about his past, trying to chat up the new member of the control team, Penny Trayton.
Hello. Arnold Star, this is Vulture 394 requesting permission to dock.
Yeah, because when I was a lad, we used to go down to the local orchard and pull Granny Smith's bloomers, and then have a good old chew until we could barely walk.
Ooh, I've never been to Seoul. Keep meaning to go one day.
Oh, this won't Seoul. This was the greenhouse on level 14. You know, the one behind Fat Sam's bar.
Oh, yeah. I used to play the harp in that bar.
Oh, I never went in there. Far too upmarket for the likes of me.
It was a nice bar, but Fat Sam, he couldn't keep his hands off my harp, kept plucking away at my G-string.
So what did you do?
Listen, there's a rather large queue here. Is there anyone there, or do I have to take my wares to Tau Ceti again? Hello?
In the end, I had no choice. I left my harp in Fat Sam's disco.
Oh, good morning. Oh, hello, Sean. You're in early today. Hello, Penny. How are things?
Oh, good. Good. Anyway, as I was saying, I left there and I went to that college on the upper levels. You know, the good one where the textbooks don't float in the low gravity.
Oh, yeah, I know the one.
Guys, how many ships have you docked in the last half hour?
Oh, shit! Well, I wasn't scheduled.
Oh, you know David is looking for any excuse to cut back on staff.
You're useless fucking cretins. I don't know why I bother fucking trying to dock here. You could shut your docking up, your fucking useless festering arseholes.
I apologise for the delay, sir. This was due to an electrical fault in our communications line. We've been trying to tell you to dock for the last half hour or so. Our sincere apologies, and please proceed to Bay 15.
Sir? Sir? I've never been so insulted in my life. My son runs this station, and I can see he needs some help teaching his staff some manners. Now, Bay 15 is a single bay, and a queer double bay. I do not park with the riffraff.
Sorry, ma'am. Yes, double bay. At once, ma'am. Ever so sorry.
And so you should be. Absolutely dreadful. One can't abide this level of reception. Peeves, you may proceed to dock.
Son? Did she say son?
Yes. Why?
That's David's mother.
David? That nice man who interviewed me?
Yeah. Well, we'll skip over that for now, but yes. She was here once before, years back.
She can't be worse than David.
Haven't you ever wondered why David wears jumpers in the middle of summer? Or throws mugs at people? Or the multitude of other things that make David, well, David? Well, look up Mavis Brewbin on FedNet.
Hey off, lads. Just popped in for a brew. Not a lot happening down the bay of the day.
Hey, Jack, you remember Mavis, right?
Mavis. Not Mavis Brewbin, do you mean? Well, lucky she's 200 light years away in Imperial space.
Well, actually, she's 200 metres away in Bay 69.
Oh, shit! Cancel that brew! I've got 10 days vacation time due!
Jack's on board to Bay 69. Jack's on board to Bay 69.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Mavis Brewbin has arrived on board Barnard Station. She has stopped off for a few days to visit her son, David. Mavis is one of the very few people who is welcome in both Empire and Federation space after she married Senator Brewbin of Brewbin Woodlands, merging her own wealthy family with that of the Senator. She has never quite forgiven David for working outside the family business on what she calls an inferior, dirty station.
Please get that man over here to check our bags. I know you speak their language.
Yes, milady. Hey, you bastard! Get your fucking ass over here!
Yeah, we're always happy to help.
Well, fucking help then. Carry these bags over to customs, and if you drop them, I'll kick you through the toast rack like the serious bulldog converting a twi.
Oh, keep your hair on. I'll just go get a cart.
Maybe don't put in my luggage on one of them horrid dusty carts, is he?
I believe that is what he intends to do, ma'am.
Well, stop him at once, Peeves.
Hey, scum. Listen up. I said carry the fucking luggage.
But there are 29 bags.
I'm warming my foot up.
This is going to break me back.
Oh, hello, Jack. Are all the carts broken today?
Feck off, then.
Jack? Jack? Doug, can you pull Jack off in the back?
Who are, my love? I'm not made that way.
I mean pull him off the floor into the back room. He's collapsed.
Oh. Right away, Baba.
When you're quite finished.
Yes? If you would like to go through the gate there, and I can see your papers, please. Can you remove all metal items and place them in my box?
Is this really necessary?
Well, unless you want me to give you the pat down.
If you lay a single finger on me, I will take this bag, which I will inform you contains 30 hedgehog fruit, remove the contents and ram each one up a different orifice.
Well then, I would say a pat down is very necessary. Doug, have you finished with Jack yet?
Yeah, proper job. I teabag his nose. Works every time.
That's a bit extreme. Still, cheesy balls will wake up anyone, I guess.
What are you going on about, me lover? I just took a used teabag and wafted it under his nose. Nothing makes Jack alert more than the presence of a brew, Baba.
Going to need you to look through all these bags. I got a ship coming in soon, I need to check through. You're clean, ma'am. You can go through. Your luggage will be with you shortly.
About time. Have you sent my luggage to David Brubin's residence? And if anything is damaged, I will have Peeves make you become more damaged than you already are.
You hear that, Doug? Be careful.
Don't you worry, me lover. Oh, bugger!
David is hanging around McFargoid's, not wanting to draw attention. He orders a small McStiffy and sits on one of the tables outside the restaurant. Michelle, his assistant, arrives. She has freshened up and put on her best dress and makeup.
Ah, Michelle, follow me. I need to get away from the cameras for this.
Yeah, I understand, Your Supremeness. Are you sure you want to do this? It all seems so sudden.
Yes, yes, enough of the moral talk. Right down here in this alley.
Well, I have waited a long time for this.
Shit, someone's coming. Get down.
Hello, David. Nice day we're having.
We're on a fucking station. Every day's nice, you dolt. Now kindly fuck off. I'm trying to have a moment's peace.
Okay, okay. I know when I'm not wanted. Hello, Michelle. Are you okay down there?
Hands!
Okay, okay. I'm going.
Phew, that was close. Right, now I don't think anyone else is here. You can give me the head now.
Well then, you need to unbutton the pants and lift your jumper up.
Yes? Okay. Although I don't see where you're going with this.
Now I need to get the hand in there, oh, withering python wife France. How very retro your fantasticness.
Oh my, your hands are very cold, Michelle. Do you really need to do that? Can't you just slip it in there quickly?
Well, we are in the alley. It is probably better I do it quickly.
Ah, what are you doing, Michelle? Get that out of your mouth.
It is dead, just like you wanted.
Is that how the young people do it? Well, I'm not interested. I prefer mine in a mug.
What do you mean, Your Highness?
I like mine stewed in a cup like tea, you know. Onion head tea. I'm not into those weird delivery methods.
Yes, delivery method. I use the onion head. It is time to get some more, sorry, Your Highness.
Well, you might as well finish delivering that way. I'm not made of credits.
I hate throwing the trash out. People are so messy in McThargoids. Oh! What the hell is going on here?
I'm just giving him head.
She said she's helping me with a delivery.
I expected better of you, Mr. Brubin.
Oh, bugger! It's not that. Look, can you keep a secret? Here's 100 credits. I was just in need of some onion head.
Well, in public places. You, onion head? You know that's illegal. I should call Hans.
No, don't do that. I know, I should be more careful. You won't tell anyone, right? Here's 200 credits. I could make life difficult for your husband, Dick Swiller, yes?
Well, okay. But if I see you here again, I'm going straight to Sarah Churchill. I mean, what if one of the customers saw? It would put them right off their McStiffies.
David Brubin to the reception area. David Brubin to the reception area, please.
Well, got to go. You really won't say a thing?
Just go. I'll keep your dirty little secret.
You haven't got any McThargoid's wet wipes, have you?
Later that same afternoon, May is taking a break when her good friend Penny Trayton joins her at a table.
Hello, May. Oh, what a busy morning I've had. You know that Mr. Bobberts that lives at number 42? Well, turns out he's been smuggling in illegal fish tanks. I wonder where all that money he was flashing about came from. How's your day been?
I've been rushed off my feet all day. I put Betty on table cleaning duty. She didn't quite understand the instruction, deposit trays here, written on our dustbins. I had to order a store's worth of trays. She was like a malfunctioning chocolate McStiffy machine.
Oh dear, well you know that dodgy guy Fingerin? Yeah, well I swear he's taking stuff out of customs. There's something dodgy going on there. That Ivan bloke was there earlier. I don't know why they just don't transport him to Ross 128 and throw away the key.
Ooh, talk about dodgy goings on. Oh, I can't tell you.
You can tell me. Mum's the word.
You have to promise not to tell anyone.
I won't. Come on, what is it?
Well, You know, David... Oh, I really don't think I should say this.
Oh, go on. You've started now.
Well, I was throwing the lunchtime trash out, and he was in the back alley with that assistant of his. Doing things.
What sort of things?
You know, things.
What? Like kissing?
No, worse than that. She had his, gentleman's sausage in her mouth. And she stank like sweaty armpits, sailor's crack with just a hint of nice, tasty blue vein cheese and vinegar.
No.
And then he made me promise I wouldn't tell anyone and gave me 200 credits. So you have to keep it quiet, Penny. Penny?
David and Michelle. Well, well, well.
Naturally, with any secret, it's either not worth keeping or too good to keep. So, within an hour, the whole station knows. We join Jack, Finn and Doug in customs, where they are waiting for the latest package to arrive.
Finger into the customs area, finger into the customs area.
Right, lads, time to make some credits.
I'll sign it in. It might look suspicious if we all turn up. Oh, I'm tired.
Right, right. Well, it's the last job of the day. You make sure you get a good night's kip, Finn.
Over in customs...
Well, Finn, this is the lot.
Okay. Well, you know I can't let all them slaves in. Hands and all that.
Oh, come on. That's where we make most of our money.
The rest of it could go in the back. We'll shift it there. Your usual payment.
We've got to cut it if you can't push the slaves through.
I could just confiscate it all.
You drive a hard bargain, Mr. Gerin, but Ivan won't be pleased. He may try and circumvent you completely next time.
Well, he can try, but this way he's guaranteed money. Have a good day, Miss Pickett.
Just out of interest, where are you putting the slaves?
I couldn't possibly say. Jack? Doug? You can come in now.
Right, the usual stuff then. Some onion head, narcotics, sugar. It's no slaves again, mind. You'd have thought that Ivan would supply that demand. Anyway, let's get this stuff shifted.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I've got some stuff to take care of.
David has arrived at the reception area to meet his mother. With some of the staff stifling giggles and whispering, he seems oblivious to what's going on.
Hello, Mummykins!
Hello, Mummy's special little commander.
Hello, Peeves. You know, you really shouldn't have brought an Imperial slave onto the station, Mummy.
Oh, piffle. Peeves is perfectly capable of deflecting any questions regarding his eligibility. Now come here, you've got something on your face. Come here. I've got a tissue somewhere.
Mummy, stop. It's embarrassing.
Darling, what have you spelt down the front of your trousers?
I had some trouble with my McStiffy.
We'll have to have words with that secretary of yours. She can't be letting you out looking like this.
Well, I gave her the afternoon off. She's been under a heavy load recently. You know, biting off more than she can swallow.
You're too soft on your staff, David. That baggage handler of yours. I don't know where you got him, but he's filthy.
Oh, Jack's all right. He's the fastest handler we've ever had. Not the most accurate, I will agree, but certainly the fastest.
And that ghastly customs officer placed his hands all over me.
He wasn't naked, was he?
No.
Oh, you got off lightly then. But Finn has a grade A customs pro license. It's hard to find that sort of staff these days.
Well, I'm quite tired from my journey. I will retire to my boudoir for a few hours.
I've booked us into a nice little restaurant for dinner, Mummy.
Yes, well, I look forward to that, darling. Go on, Peeves.
This has been a fucking awful day all round, and I still haven't got any head. And I'm hardly likely to get any here with my mother around. Right, phone!
Hello, Davey.
Did you get the stuff?
Your Excellency.
Well, mix it up in a flask for me and bring it to my office.
Right away, your fantastic
nurse. Jack Sophalot has decided to drop in on his friend Finn's quarters tonight. He's concerned that Finn has been a little under the weather lately and is making sure that everything is all right.
Right, well, I've got Indian this time. No more pizza mistakes for me. Shumshaw Fraser, here we come.
Just a minute.
What are you doing in there?
Nothing. Hang on.
damn, I know you bloody fit in there.
Finn, you know you got an out to hide from me.
I'm not hiding anything. I'm just tidying up. Right.
Ah, Christ, my fucking foot. When did you get that step put in?
Oh, that's just my collection of frisking fortnightly.
I could hardly move in here for all these packing crates. Have you been taking stuff from customs, then?
Well, just a few things that nobody would miss.
There must be over 40,000 magazines in here.
It's only the stuff I can't let through.
You do know the stuff's supposed to be incinerated.
But how can you incinerate? I boot is Betty. Look, it comes with a free pair of hand socks.
We're gonna have to move this, right? I'll call Lou Brochet. What the fuck were that?
I didn't hear anything.
Me so sorry. Me not able to stay stuck to the ceiling using only mouth.
Who the hell is that?
She came in a can.
Oh my giddy aunt. Is that one of Ivan's slaves?
Might be.
Bloody hell. How many of them have you got?
We saw you, Mr. Gary. 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, 13, 15.
Christ's sake, 15 of them!
We show you good time, mister.
There's another two in that drawer there. Oh, I see you found the one in the oven too.
Me so hot for you. Me been baking at Brass Mark 5 for 10 minutes.
It's no bloody wonder you've been tired. If Ivan finds out about this, we're doomed. If David finds out, then we're dead.
Can I not just keep one or two? Please, Jack. Maybe just a little one.
No, Finn. Just no. Hey, get your hands off me shrimp. That one's slurping on me chutney. No, leave off my McStiffy. Oh, come on. Me onion bhajis, really?
Me so hungry. Mr. Gawain only let us eat cock.
Oh, Finn!
Chicken. She means chicken. Full of protein, keeps their strength up.
Well, you can't keep these slaves here.
Michelle has arrived at David's office with a steaming hot flask of freshly brewed onion head tea. David seems to be relaxed for the first time today. However, Michelle seems to have some concerns about their earlier rendezvous.
Ah, that's better. You know, Michelle, I really don't know why this staff is on a banned list. It really removes the stresses of the job. Lou Brochet nearly had a heart attack when he came in a minute ago and had no mugs to clean up. He said something about doing him out of overtime and left in a hoofay.
Your impeccableness, have you heard all the rumours on the station? They are saying that we are in a relationship.
What?
They are saying that we kissed, and we did things that only couples do.
Who's saying this? I'll personally mug slap them all the way to Hatton Orbital on Alpha Centauri.
Well, that is the problem. It is everyone, Your Majesty.
Well, there's only one person who saw us. What's her name? Kim Swallow? Amy Swallow? You know, that woman who runs the Thargoid.
May, Your Highness?
May I do what?
No, her name is May.
Oh, she's really spoiling my head time.
Do you want me to get her, your totalitarianness?
No, I've got a better idea.
He is so sexy when he is devious.
What was that, Michelle?
Let's hear the plan.
Lou Brochet has turned up at Finn Gerin's apartment to help with the removal of the vast amount of illegals that have built up over the past few months. Jack Sofalot and Doug Kittout are trying to buy his silence.
Look, if anyone finds out just how high up in the station this goes, we're all in for the high jump.
I don't like it, Obi. Doesn't quite feel quite what I like to call tickety-boo.
Listen, all you have to do is get all this, we'll call it adult specialities, out of the airlock.
What about Hanzo, chap? He's just not going to stand idly by. The adult stuff I can move out with the daily trash. No problem. Watto, it's the slaves. What are you going to do with them, Obi? You can't just dump them out of the airlock.
We've had a word with Ivan. He'll take them off our hands for 800 credits. I know it's a lot, me lover, but he says they're spoiled goods now, Baba.
It's too much. I had to cancel my subscription to Cubicle Capers Weekly.
All we need you to do is distract hands. You and your spiffing crew are good at that.
The best.
Steady on, old chap. We're good, but we're not miracle workers.
All we're asking for is an hour, long enough to get this mess to Ivan, and there's 50 credits in it for you.
Well, one does love to get one over on hands. Okay, we'll do it. Operation Slave Art is go, go, go!
Hans Supp and his crew have just finished raiding the right apartment for Onionhead. Hans is taking pleasure in a job well done.
Well, good job, crew. We've got some more Onionhead for the Christmas party. Seriously, though, we got some of this shit off the streets, and that is a good thing.
Sir.
What? Can't you see I'm in the middle of an important speech here? Go away! Now, where was I?
But, sir...
What? Come on, what is so important that you have to interrupt me, number one? I swear I will cut off your nuts and make earrings out of them.
We've had word from Ivan. Lubrashe and Jack Sophalot are in possession of illegal slaves. Apparently the whole customs crew is in on the act.
If this is true, then this could be our greatest moment ever. But why would that Russian rogue contact us? What is in it for him?
He said the slaves were spoiled. Pleasure slaves, sir. Nobody wants a soiled slave. It's like buying a used onesie. Think about that Agent P. You wouldn't want to buy his.
Yes. That karaoke guy from the Targoid Bar. I knew he was up to something. Bring him in.
No, not soiled onesies. Soiled slaves. Crimes against good taste are not illegal yet. Otherwise Radio Sidewinder would have been shut down years ago.
Ivan wants revenge then. Right, number one. Set up outside Ivan's. We want to catch them red-handed. We will fire the Imperial scum out of the airlock! And we will arrest them.
At once, sir.
Back in David's office, his plan is being put into action. Unfortunately, David seems to have taken a bit too much onion head again, and Michel fears it may be affecting his performance.
Now, come on, Michel. Join in the party spirit and photocopy your head. And you can leave that aardvark with me. He'll be fine.
Are you sure you're all right, Your Greatness?
Never better. Now, where is that drink I invented?
You did not invent water.
How dare you? I poured all these bottles into this mug and invented this cocktail.
It was 5 bottles of water, Your Excellency.
I should call it Brubin juice.
Yes, Your Kingship.
Now, send in the victim. I mean Richard Swallow.
Are you sure you don't want to wait till tomorrow? I mean, it is not that urgent.
Not that urgent? Why, you... Mark! Oh, shit. Now look what you made me do. I covered your face in Brubin juice. The only Brubin juice in the universe. Just send him in.
Yes, David.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, yes. Well, I'll come straight to the point. We're transferring you to Rangong's.
What?
Yes, we've had enough of your pathetic docking skills and we're transferring you to the frontier. Have a good trip.
You can't do this. I have a wife here. I've lived at Barnard Star all my life.
Well, we've transferred you. It's done. You've got 24 hours to get your stuff and get out.
I don't understand. Okay, we're not perfect in docking, but who is?
Maybe you should ask your wife. Now, do you want some Brubin juice before you go? Oh, and take that talking tangerine with you when you leave. It's distracting.
You can't do this. My wife? What has she done?
I can and I have. Now get out.
You know what, David? You can go fuck yourself.
You can't talk to me like that. Mug!
I can and I will. Stapler!
Why, you... Mug!
Waste paper basket!
Mug!
Thermos!
No! Not my onion head tea!
Oh... On the onion head again, are we? The authorities will hear about this.
Ah! Mug! 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 Mug!
Pencil case.
Mug!
Desk lamp.
Mug!
Frame picture of Mrs. Brubin.
Mug!
I will come back later.
Well, fuck this for a game of soldiers. I'm out of here.
outside of customs, Hans and his team have set up and are waiting for Lou Brachet and his team.
Okay, everyone put your disguises on. We have to catch this ruffian and his crew red-handed.
I don't see how this Pythagorean bag offers any cover.
It doesn't. I just can't stand looking at your face anymore, number one.
Jesus, Fenn, how much pornography's in this canister? And we're in 1/5 gravity here.
Ooh-ar. Is it much further, me lover?
Okay, chaps, looks like the coast is clear. My crew are bringing up the slaves now.
Me so happy, Mr. Boucher. Me never wept with the West before.
I say, come on, shut that filly up. There's a good thing.
I still don't see why I can't keep a couple of them.
Free, scum!
Oh, drat. It's the kraut.
Well. What have we here? Slaves, pornography, the custom staff, and the tummies. This has been a good day. Guards, take them to Mr. Brubin's office. I feel a nice bonus coming on. For you, the whore is over.
Oh, very good, Hans.
Can't we just make a deal? It's only Finn being Finn.
No! All you imperial scum will die!
Jolly bad show, old bean.
Meanwhile, in David's office, things have gone from bad to worse with David.
Ooh-wee! Spin me faster, Michelle!
Sir, you are not in a spinning chair.
Don't make excuses, do it! Me and Miss Plopsy want to go faster!
I do not really think having a mug as a pet is a good idea, Your Majesty.
Nonsense! Miss Plopsy knows me inside and out! Woohoo!
I think there is somebody here, Your Greatness.
Well, don't just stand there, let them in!
Ah, David! We have apprehended these criminals. They have been caught red-handed smuggling illegal goods on the station.
Me so sad. Me wanna go to good home.
Woohoo! Hans has brought the strippers! Let this party commence!
Sir, these are slave girls. Imperial slave scum! Illegal imports. You can't just...
So what's your name then?
Me called Chumi Goo.
Best party ever! Michelle, get the Levy and Brandy!
Oh, what the heck. At least I caught that bastard. Number one, drop the bass.
Rubin Juice, anyone?
Yeah, can you make it a double pepperoni?
What the fuckity-doodad is going on here?
Your son is throwing a party.
I ordered pizza.
Onion head? I can smell it a mile off, right you?
Oh, that's my fucking ear!
You've disrespected me, you've disrespected the family name, and you've disrespected that jumper you're wearing. Peeves, get me my slipper.
No, Mummy, please, not the slipper.
You have been a very bad boy, and you're coming with me. We're going to clean you up. The rest of you ought to be ashamed. Now bend over.
You've been listening to Dockers, a onesie hole production. This episode was sharted in Morse code by Simon Winard and lit with a blowtorch by Grant Walcott.
Mrs. Brubin, any chance I can go next after David?
The part of David Brubin was played by Keith Oss Wilkins, with Colin Ford as Richard Swallow. Danny Remklett Bush as Hans Sup, Helen Flossie Lister as May Swallow, Ben Idlevice of Moss Woodward as Jack Sofflot, Rory Scarlett as Sean Iswilly, Anne Snowimp Tweed as Penny Trayton, Steve Dobbo Dobson as Lou Brachet, Robbie Wrongway Lister as Finn Guerin, Ian Phillips as Doug Kittout, Jack Weaver as Michel Boots, Michael Searle as Ivan Ichianus. The part of the narrator was played by me, Ian M. Norman. Dockers was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes. It is not endorsed nor reflects the views or opinions of Frontier Developments, and no employee of Frontier Developments was involved in the making of it. All music used in this episode was royalty-free and licensed for use through pond5.com. Tune in next time for more Dockers.